From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Taylor Kinnerup, and this is Exam. There's been an ongoing legislative battle surrounding charter schools in Missouri. House Bill 634 passed in the Missouri House, but didn't make the final vote in the Missouri Senate. But that doesn't mean the battle for charter schools is over. KBIA's Catherine Wheeler has more.
In March, the Columbia Public School Board of Education passed a resolution in strong opposition to charter school expansion. That's because Missouri House Bill 634 would have offered the chance for charter schools to move outside of just Kansas City and St. Louis. Right now, charter schools are limited to those cities, but if a bill like 634 passes, it would mean charter schools could open up in school districts throughout the state as another option to public education. But first, what is a charter school?
I define a charter school a school that is not within the public school system that has been set up by an independent organization to serve needs in a particular community.
That's Jan Meese. Meese is on the Columbia School Board and is also the president of the Missouri School Boards Association. What she didn't say is that charter schools are funded through taxpayer money, just like a public school. And that's where it gets tricky. See, charter schools make their own rules, which can make for a unique education, but they don't necessarily have to follow a school district's rules, all while using the public's money. Peter Stiepelman is the superintendent of Columbia Public Schools. He says it gets $8,420 per student. So what would happen if a charter school would open in Columbia?
If we had one charter school open up here in Columbia and 100 students went to it, the public schools would lose nearly $1 million. $842,000.
Stiepelman says that $842,000 is what it costs to employ 14 teachers. Meese, a school board member, says the money charter schools receive isn't necessarily what the voters had in mind for their taxes.
It dilutes the funds that the public have voted on to go to public schools and disseminates them to non-public schools, which is not what our laws are really all about.
But others don't consider the funds a loss. Douglas Thaman is the executive director of the Missouri Charter Public School Association. It's a membership organization that helps guide charter schools across Missouri. In terms of funding, Thaman says those tax dollars should follow the child's education rather than the school system.
Taxpayers are paying their tax dollars for public education, and those dollars belong to the children who are enrolled in the school.
Charter schools also offer more choices in addition to public schools. Alex Miller is a parent in Columbia. He testified for House Bill 634 because he sees charter schools as another option to public schools.
For a variety of reasons, some due to test scores and things, it would just be really nice for me to have an option to look at something else.
However, Stiepelman, the superintendent, says he doesn't support charter schools because Columbia provides other school options already.
We do recognize that we have to respond to the community's interests and needs, and we are providing choices.
Stiepelman says that's why Columbia has two small autonomous schools. That means those schools govern themselves and have a lot of flexibility. They just have to follow board policies. Columbia also has magnet schools as well as private and religious-based schools. Thaman, executive director of the Charter School Association, says charter schools will create competition so education will strive to get better.
If there's only one provider, there is absolutely zero motivation to ensure that the provider continues to improve.
House Bill 634 failed to make it out of the Senate before the end of session. And if the legislature wants to pass a bill about charter schools, they'll have to start all over. Catherine Wheeler, KBIA News, Columbia.
From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Taylor Kinnerup, and this is Exam.